Joe Walsh all night long at 7:10. 30% chance of showers today. Feels like temp of 103.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy. He's a yoga instructor. And at his home, he has some friends over in the neighbors where they'll do some yoga together. And his wife thought it'd be funny if we call from the Homeowners Association saying that he is breaking the rules. It's a business he's running in his house.
Hello.
Hi, Luke, please.
Speaking.
Luke, this is Bob. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association here in the neighborhood. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, what's going on, Bob?
We had a call come in to the office here, and I guess that you're holding yoga classes in your house. You're a yoga instructor, apparently.
Yeah, I got a few people, a couple neighbors come over, and we run a little class two, three times a week.
Well, that's against the rules here, because that's like running a business.
It's not a business. It's neighbors.
If everybody were holding and running a business, we'd be overrun with traffic and cars.
That's crazy. We're neighbors. We're friends.
Do they pay you?
They pay me because I'm a professional. But
well,
it's not. I'm not getting rich off this.
That's what's called a business, sir.
This is not like I actually work at a couple clubs also, and a studio I have.
It's no different than being at a health club and doing it. You just happen to be doing it in your home.
Yeah, except I'm charging them half the price because we're friends.
And it's purely against the rules. I can't make it any plainer than that.
And if you get a bunch of people to complain about it, maybe I'll listen to you.
I have an idea, actually. Yoga is something I've been considering getting into, okay? Maybe there's something we could work out.
Oh, yeah, under the table. A little freebie for you? Is that?
I did hear that it can be very beneficial in the bedroom. Is that true? I've always heard that that you can...
I don't know. Feeling good about yourself and feeling good about your body is beneficial in the bedroom. You know, that's up to you.
I heard you can go longer. Sting said you can go 5 hours.
Well, I don't believe in the five-hour thing. I'm sure it's bullshit.
Here's another idea then. You know, my wife and I have talked about doing a couple kind of yoga session, just to the two of us. It's not in a group. And would you be willing?
You know what? What are you doing talking to me about you and your wife sexual?
I'm just talking about a yoga class, a private lesson for the two of us.
Well, yeah, I have a studio. I'll send you my card, all right?
You know, we've been trying to spice it up. I will admit that. From time to time, we will have a third party join us in the bedroom, and it's always been a woman up until now, and my wife has been on me about this.
You got to be kidding me here.
That maybe a guy could come.
Why are you talking to me about
this? And I'm not thrilled about it, but I got to bite the bullet here. So would you?
No, I'm not. I don't even know what you look like.
We come over and we have a session, and then you know it develops. Maybe we do the naked yoga. That could be the first step.
It's not that kind of yoga.
You do naked yoga?
I'm not interested. No.
We don't have to come into contact, you and I, okay?
That won't be a problem. We won't come into contact. In fact, as soon as I hang up, we won't come in contact again.
The swords will not cross.
No, they won't. I'll talk to you later. Hello?
Are you having a birthday?
Yeah, it's my birthday. I would like to go celebrate it and stop talking to you.
Sorry about that.
Luke, this is Dean and Raj. It's the birthday scam. Danielle wanted us to call you.
It's Danielle's idea. She loves you.
Okay, very funny, Danielle. Thanks a lot. Is she on the phone?
No, she's not
on the phone. You can talk to her later.
Great.
You tell her that we called, okay?
I'm going to get even. This is not funny. Thanks.
Oh.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.